欢呼的时候
I feel the building is shaking、
oh. 感觉好像这个楼都在晃、
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength
因为呢喜乐喜乐是我们的力量
Because joy is power When you are joyful, you pass on the power to other people too. That's why, you know, with all the money in the world, they want to buy joy, but they could not. Most billionaires are not happy. Their big yacht is probably $200 million. But they divorce each other.
但是他们就婚姻就会破碎离婚。
The children deny them.
那个儿女呢也就不认他们。
Elon Musk's daughter say, "I don't want this father."
伊隆马斯克的女儿。
I don't care how much money.
这不是我的爸爸，我不管他有多少钱。
You know when we focus on the wrong thing.
当我们注目在做错的事的时候。
Against God.
来抵挡神。
Because the joy of the Lord is from God, is from above.
因为呢，喜乐呢是从神来的，是从上面来的。
The fruit of spirit is what? Love, joy is number two.
因为呢，这个圣灵的九个果子，第一是仁爱喜乐是第二个。
Jesus died in the cross just to win the joy for us.
那是耶稣呢，在十字架上呢，就是为我们赢得这个。
That's why the first thing we enter heaven, we find out.People are singing.
所以呢，我们就是一来到天堂，我们就发现，哎，有人在唱歌。
Like this morning.
就像今天早上一样。
The heaven is shaking.
天堂就在震动。
Because all the God's children is coming home.
因为所有神的儿女呢回家了。
They will be playing music. The angel is dancing. You know, that's only joy. That's no more tears.
就是有歌唱，天使在跳舞。
No more tears in heaven.
也不会有眼泪，只有喜乐。
That's the day we're waiting.
就是我们等候的那一天。
Because you are more blessed than all the billionaires.
所以呢，你比那些千万富翁啊都更有蒙更。
Because you are the children of God.
因为你是神的儿女。
You are multi-billionaire.
你是就是千万富翁。
Inherit everything in the kingdom.
你已经就是继承了天下一切的。
And Ephesians talking about how rich, how great is the inheritance.And in 1 Peter, Peter said, it is kept in heaven for us.
那这个彼得前书呢也讲了，这个财富呢是在天上为我们保留的。
And you don't know how blessed you are until the first minute you go to heaven, you say, I could have done better.I should be a Christian long time ago.
我应该更早成为基督徒。
Only the first minute. Why should I focus so much on money?
为什么我要就是集中精力在钱上呢？
Focus on material thing.
为什么要追求物质呢？
Focus on even, I'm sorry to say, on my marriage.
或者是集中精力在我的婚姻上呢？
Because there's no marriage in heaven.
Because in heaven, there's no marriage.
We marry God.
We marry God.
We marry Jesus.
We marry Jesus.
It's a whole family.
We're just a family.
There's only love.
There's only love.
So we know, you know, this morning, and we already practicing the presence of God, which is love, joy, peace.So this morning in this room, God is already here. Because the first thing you feel you with joy and peace. In this world, you have trouble. But in me, you have love, joy, peace. And all the rest of the fruit of the Spirit too.This morning, when you are here, you know what? Jesus is here too. Why? Jesus is sitting on here, just right beside the ring. That's good. That's good. And Jesus wants her to sit in the front.
Jesus wants her to sit in the front.
Why? Because in chapter Matthew chapter 18.
因为在马太呢，就是十八章。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
When two or three people agree on something,
两三个人
and pray,
同心合意的在一起祷告
I will answer.
我就会垂听。
But always we only read this, we forgot the next verse.
但是我们常常忘记下一节。
18:20. We always read the 19, forget the 20. The 20 says, when two or three people gather.
那这我们常常读前面一节，没有读下面这一节。那这一节就是当两三个人在一起。
I'm there with them.
我就与他们同在。
Jesus is here right now.
耶稣现在就在这里。
Say hi to Jesus. Hi.
Say hi to Jesus. 跟神说 hi to Jesus.
Oh, he's sitting here, actually. He supervised. Hi, Jesus. Not only Jesus is here today, and also the Holy Spirit is here too. Because the Holy Spirit fills the earth. The Holy Spirit in Revelation, it says, Grace and peace be with you guys forever.
那这个启示录讲到呢，就是这个神的喜乐和平与你们一同在。
In Revelation, the Holy Spirit becoming the one who talked to the church.
那在启示录呢，这个圣灵成为一个就是跟教会说话的。
And John, the Bible said, "Let you have ear, hear the saying of the Holy Spirit."
那这个约翰的也讲了，就是。有耳的就必要来听.
Starting from Revelation and other and most of the Paul's Gospel, not only God and Jesus will give you peace, grace, and peace to you. Now is the Holy Spirit, the Seventh Spirit, will give you joy and peace and grace be with you.
那呢，就是不仅仅是起诉，还有很多地方都有讲到，就是这个圣灵呢，会把这个喜乐和平赐给你。
In abundance too.
而且是丰盛的、丰富的赐给你。
So Holy Spirit is in you.
那圣灵呢，在你里面。
Today, because when you believe Christ, the Holy Spirit is poured out by God, has been poured by God into your heart.
那呢，当你今天相信的时候呢，神圣灵就会这样倾倒。
That's why you are the children of God.
所以你们才是。
Without that, we are not.Of God, we don't belong to God. That's why Holy Spirit in each of you. Jesus here. Holy Spirit fill you. On each of you. Deal with each of your problem. And help your problem. And solve your problem. And give you power. Right? Because you can carry the Bible.If you don't carry the Holy Spirit, that's no power.
但是如果你拿着圣经不用没有拿着圣灵的话呢，是没有能力的。
Because the power of God's word is enlivened by the Holy Spirit.
因为呢，这个圣经上的真理的能力呢，是靠着圣灵的。
That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, "The Spirit give you life and power."
那耶稣说
，Yeah, continue.
圣灵呢，给你这个能力
and power
还有能力。
And life.
还有生命。
My words are power and life.
我的话语呢，就是生命，是能力。
It means the Holy Spirit is Christ's power and life. And today, the Holy Spirit is you, with you, not only today, forever.
那这个圣灵呢，不仅是今天与你们同在，而是一直的与你们同在。
And Jesus here praying for us, and Jesus in the heaven praying for us too. But He left the Holy Spirit in you to be your counselor.
那呢，这个耶稣既然在这里，他也在天上为我们祷告。可是呢，他把这个圣灵
to be your helper,
成为我们的那个保惠师，成为我们的
to be your strength,
成为我们的力量
to be your teacher,
成为我们的教师
to be your guidance,
成为你的就是带领
to be a lover,
成为你的
And to be anything you need on earth. So you have the Holy Spirit. But the problem is, does the Holy Spirit have you? Holy Spirit is God given to you free. But.We don't let the Holy Spirit walk with us.
但是我们不允许这个圣灵与我们
live with us. We don't obey God's word. How can Holy Spirit work in our life? So today we're going to attack this problem. We're going to listen to the Holy Spirit. And like the church of Thessalonians, the church of Colossians, they both listen. That's why the church is thriving. And finally, Psalm 100, it says, when you worship, God is here too. God the Father is here. In worship, you have to worship in spirit. In truth. Then God will be there to listen to you. So Jesus is here. Holy Spirit helping you. God is listening. So today is something special. This morning, God wants to realize He's with you. He's bigger than any problem. The thing is, we must follow the Holy Spirit. Why God give you the Holy Spirit? Because God wants you to have power. The purpose of the Holy Spirit give you power to live this life. Willpower is from God, it's not from human. Real sermon is from God, it's not from human. So we'll just look at this thing, okay? Look at the Bible and Holy Spirit and the relations between them, right? So the first thing we look at is the 1 Corinthians chapter. First Corinthians chapter 1. First Corinthians. So Alvin, you turn to 1 Corinthians. I'll tell you in a minute. Okay. First, we look at the chapter 4. Verse 20. And I can read that for us. Chapter 4, verse 20. It's not matter of how much you say. It's how much power of God's word. And you say, hey, the Bible is supposed to, I read the Bible, then I have power. Yeah, it does have power. But the Holy Spirit even can enlighten you. You have more deeper understanding, more power too. And Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but live on the every word from the Bible, right? And before, when he used this context, and the Holy Spirit is the one who led Jesus to the wilderness to face Satan.
那就是圣灵呢是那个引导耶稣进到旷野来面对仇敌的那个。
Even Jesus need the Holy Spirit lead him to resist the temptation.
那耶稣呢都需要圣灵来带领他，让他可以抵抗仇敌。
So that's why Jesus, I leave you the Holy Spirit. They'll be with you. He will be your counselor, your advocate.
所以耶稣就说，哎，我把圣灵留下给你，他要成为你的保惠
So we cannot just read the Bible without the help of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. This can freak.
Triple kill.
See? Yeah, this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Moving. You see, we make mistakes. We are human. God never make mistakes. We don't understand why this fall, but that's the way it is. There's no accident, no accident. God wanted it to happen, let it happen, then we just follow. Right? Alvin, actually, you have to tighten this one. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah, it's just
put this in my.
Oh, that's okay. Okay.
Now it's
tight. That's okay. I tighten it already. No, okay. That's okay. See, all this interruption actually is not interruption. You pass a God's plan to help you to have faith in Him.
When you fumble,
you pray.
当你倒下的时候, 你就祷告。
This morning, I almost could not come because I have a stomach problem.
那我今天早上我差点不能来, 因为我肚子不舒服。
Then I pray.
那我就祷告。
And the Bible, actually, the Holy Spirit said, this is for me.
那圣灵就对我说, 哎,
why?
这是,
because
这是为我。
You preaching about Holy Spirit.
为什么呢? 你是因为你在宣讲圣灵,
I need you to connect to me first.
我需要你先与我有一个连接。
That's no accident.
没有就是
accident, 没有。 Same as last week when we had Bible study, I left my Bible in the coffee shop.
那上一周呢, 我有一个就是查经, 然后我把我的圣经呢, 就落在这个咖啡店。
How can you study Bible?
那你怎么没有圣经?
The whole group is waiting for me.
没有圣经怎么学习圣经呢? 然后整个组, 小组都在等我。
But the last part of the Bible before I lost the Bible, I forgot the Bible, is just God is the one who directs your path. You cannot understand your own way. That's in Psalm, that is in Proverbs chapter 20.
那我就是丢失我这个圣经之前呢，我读的经文就是说。 我们人并不知道自己的脚步, 神要指引我们,
can a man understand his way?
那有人能够理解, 了解他的道路吗?
You are human.
我们只是人。
I figured out when I went back to grab my Bible, I pray, okay, nobody take it, nobody throw away, right?
那我回去找圣经的时候我就祷告, 哎呀, 千万不要有人把它丢了。
And I asked God, why happened? You know, I should have someone just pick me up. I just go to Bible study.
那我就祷告跟神说, 哎呀, 为什么会发生这个事情? 我应该就找一个人直接把我送去小组就好了。
And actually, God said, you are only human.
那神就跟我说, 你只是个人。
You make mistake.
你会犯错。
But life is problem, but God is good.
但是虽然生命的生活有很多问题, 但是神是好的。
Life is not fair, but God is good.
生活可能不公平, 但是神是好的。
So we focus on God, not focus on the problem.
所以呢，我们聚集在神的身上, 而不是在我们的问题上。
It teaches me one thing, you do not understand many things in life.
因为我们很多, 我们不了解我们生命的一切事情。
Let God direct your path.
让神指引你的脚步。
Okay, I just go back, then I found the Bible, then I pray all the way, then I go back. Actually, I'm ahead of the group, still ahead of the group.
那我回去找回我的圣经, 然后我再从,
I'm still waiting for them to come.
小组, 可是我居然还是小组第一个到了, 然后我还在那里等了他们。
Right? So, what I'm saying there, everything that happened is not by accident daily.
那每一天发生的一切事情都不是一个偶然。
Monday or yearly, you know, it's not no accident because your hair is count.
因为没有什么就是偶然的, 甚至你的头发都被数算。
So here, it says right here, we continue to read the word is not matter of word, it's power. How can we have power to live our Christian?
那我们继续读这个, 神的国不在乎言语, 乃在乎全能。 那我们在这里怎么有全能呢?
we could go on to read the Corinthians chapter 2.
那我们 Corinthians, First
Corinthians? Same thing, First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4.
那我们还是读哥林多前书第二章第四节。我要读吗？
你读呀。
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Paul make it so clear that I'm not going to use wise or persuasive or logical words when I'm preaching the gospel.
那这个保罗他就说得很清楚，哦，我不是用智慧跟这个就是推理或跟这个逻辑来跟你讲。
Those belong to philosophers.
那这些呢可能是那个哲学家所用的。
My preaching is based on God's word and demonstration of the Spirit's power.
可是呢我用的讲的道呢是圣灵和他大能的明证。
So, when they believe, it rests on God's power, not human wisdom.
那当人相信的时候呢，是在神的大能中相信，而不是就是用智慧来相信。
Now we have the Holy Spirit already.
那我们已经有那个圣灵。
And we are powerful already.
我们是已经有了能力。
But how come we are not powerful?
那为什么我们还是没有能力呢？
The problem is, you have the Holy Spirit.
那问题就是你虽然有圣灵
But the Holy Spirit does not have you.
但是圣灵并没有拥有你。
God want to use Holy Spirit, he can help you.
那神呢希望圣灵能够帮助到你。
But you don't let the Holy Spirit help you.
但是你却不允许这个圣灵来帮助你。
That's why when you read the Bible, there's no power.
所以呢你读圣经的时候呢没有能力。
You don't listen.
你不听。
So we need to look at today, we look at the Thessalonian church or the Corinthian church, how they use the power to carry on their life.
那我们今天就看这个哥罗西教，是哥罗西，
yeah,
哥罗西的教会。
There's around three churches in the Bible, Philippian, Colossian, and the Thessalonian.
那有三个教会，就是哥罗西教会，
Paul has
帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
Yeah, Paul has praised them about their love, their faith, and hope, and they actually they exercise the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那这三个教会呢是，使徒保罗有在圣经里夸奖到的三个教会，他们使用圣灵的能力，腓立比、哥罗西还有帖撒罗尼迦这三个教会。
Let's look at the Ephesians is a church too. It talk about God's power. Ephesians actually is a general circular letter for all churches, not for a particular church.
那这个以弗所书呢，它其实是一个就是在当地就是流传的一本书，它并不是单单给这个腓立以弗所这个教会的。
Okay, actually, let's read the general principle behind the Ephesian church first. The Ephesian church, the first thing we need is the read the chapter 2.
那我们先读以弗所书
17.
第二章十七节。那这个教会就是一个写给就是普遍教会的一个信。
And Paul prayed for the church and the congregation.
那这个保罗呢，就是为这个教会来祷告。
In 17.
在十七节。
And I keep asking God, our Lord.
Chapter 2 or different chapter?
Chapter 1, sorry, it's my fault. Chapter 1.
第一章十七节。
I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father.
那我求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父
May give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation
将那赐人智慧启示的灵
So we'll know him truly
赏给你们使你们真知道他
And also I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened
我也并且照明你心中的眼睛
To know the power in you
使你们知道
This power, verse 20 is the power that raised Jesus Christ.
就知道你的能力，这个能力呢，是使耶稣基督二十节复活的这个能力。
The first thing the Holy Spirit will do is to give us the wisdom and revelation.
那第一圣灵给我们的呢，就是智慧跟启示的灵。
Open our heart.
打开我们的心。
That's called the eye of the heart.
就是心中的眼睛。
To understand.
能够了解。
God's power, God's inheritance, all the blessing in the gospel.
知道神的就是这个基业，及在圣经里边一切的荣耀，圣经的。
So the Holy Spirit does not only give the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, all these things is the source. He'll give it to you.
那圣灵呢？不仅仅只是给你这个仁爱、喜乐、和平这些
九个。He will give you understanding.
他还会给你就是。明白真理的这个眼睛
Then you make it real for you that the gospel is alive.
让你们知道就是这个福音呢是一个活泼的一个福音
And Paul even talked about the Holy Spirit pour out God's love into our heart. Romans chapter 5:5.
那罗马书五章五节呢这个是也讲到就是圣灵会把这一切的爱都浇灌
He is talking about wisdom, understanding, and enlighten, make you have a deeper understanding of the Bible.
那这里不仅仅有智慧跟启示的灵，还有就是可以照亮我们心中的眼睛。
So he's a real teacher, the spirit of God of truth.
那这个圣灵呢，就是一个好的教师，能够把真理教导给我们。
Alvin, turn to chapter 4:16.
那还是以弗所是吗
？Yes.
第四章。
Chapter 3:16.
第三章以弗所书第三章十六节。
I pray again, he pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power from his spirit in your inner being.
那这里他再次祷告说，按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，能够叫你心里的力量刚强。
The spirit already in you, that's why you're children of God. Now he strengthen you.
那你圣灵在你里边，你已经神的儿女了。现在呢，他使你心中的力量能够刚强起来。
Through praying for each other.
通过就是彼此的代祷。
Or through praying for yourself.
或者是为自己祷告。
That's why last time we talked about you need to pray 30-40 times a day.
所以上次我们讲到，我们每一天都要花三十次。
Because you deal with 30-40 different situation, different people, different decision, different thing.
因为每天呢，我们可能三十次、四十次都会遇到不同的人、不同的环境，或者是不同的人。
Then you will release the wisdom, understanding of the Holy Spirit to deal with the situation.
那你就可以释放出这个圣灵给你的智慧，能够在不同的环境下来解决。
That's why Jesus in John chapter 15 said, "The first thing you need to do is connect to me."
所以呢，就是第一件事我们要做的就是。来跟我连接
Because he's the source. He's the source.
因为他是源头。
Now a lot of people drive the electric car.
那现在很多人开电车。
The Tesla have to build all those supercharger.
那个 Tesla 呢，就是需要造很多那种就是充电站。
In order to keep the car running, you have to plug in from time to time.
那你要这个可能开车你就不行，就不停的得充电。
We're in the same thing.
那我们也是一样的。
We need to plug in.
我们需要充电。
We need to plug into God.
我们需要与神。
Plug into the Holy Spirit. We will have to connect to God.
与圣灵跟神一样，就是我们要与他连接来充电。
You need to recharge your battery 30-40 times daily.
你需要三十次、四十次，一天三十次、四十次来充电。
Some people say 20 times.
有些人说二十次。
Doesn't matter how many times, it's how many times you need.
不管多少次，就是你一天需要多少，你就充多少次。
Because how you know you depending on the power of the Holy Spirit.
那你怎么知道呢？你就是看你就是多需要多依靠圣灵。
It's easy.
是很简单的。
We just look at your prayer life.
我们就看你的祷告的生活。
Your prayer will demonstrate your dependence on the power of the Holy Spirit.
那你的祷告的生活呢，能够证明你在就是多依靠圣灵。
That's the acid test.
这是一个好像一个测试。
When you pray about a decision,
当你就是为一个决定来祷告的时候。
When you ask God about a health problem, and how to heal it.
或者是你问神一个你健康上的问题。
When you talk to your boss.
当你就是跟你的老板讲话的时候。
When things happen, some trouble is encountering some trouble.
或者是你遇到一些困难的时候
or deal with family problem,
或者是你家庭的
问题 or your children call you, you know, hey, something I need money,
或者是你的孩子给你打电话问你要钱
every time you pray, you demonstrate, you depend on the Holy Spirit,
每一次你祷告的时候呢你就在证明你有多需要多依靠
everything you don't pray aboutmeans you depending on yourself.
那每一件你不祷告的事情呢，就是你依靠自己的事情。
A lot of us we don't like to pray because we want hey we can deal with that. Why need God?
那很多时候我们不想祷告，因为我们觉得哎我自己就可以了，为什么需要依靠神呢
？Especially when you have money, all I need is just a check.
特别是你有钱的时候，我只需要一个支票本就好了。
But no, because you need to.To live a Christian life, there's so much obstacle, problem, temptation, all kind of things daily, and you need to connect to the wine many, many times a day.
那呢，作为基督徒呢，我们每天都遇到各种各样的问题、环境，我们需要就是跟这个葡萄树连接上。
When you do that, you have power.
当你连接上的时候，你就有能力。
Because you are recharging your battery.
因为你在为你自己充电。
You don't say, "Hey, I don't need that. Let me recharge myself."
你不要说，哎，我自己就可以给我自己充电。
The problem, how can you recharge yourself?
那你自己怎么给自己充电呢
？Most people will self-talk.
有些人会自言自语。
And the New York bestseller, you know, like Tony Robbins, he just keep talking.
那就是纽约的，就是。写的书写最好的那个他就自己老是自言自语
But he divorced 3 or 4 times
但是呢他这个人呢离婚了三四次
He has so much problem
他有很多的问题
And he just couldn't deal with that But he sells books anyway
他就是这样子的人可是呢但是他卖了很多书
Because he's human
因为他是个人
Like you and me
就像我们一样
So when you say you depends on God You depends on the Holy Spirit You depends on God's word
当你说你就是依靠神依靠圣灵依靠
神的话语的时候 You just look at your prayer life
那你就看看你的祷告的
How many times you pray
你祷告多少
And how many times you pray is the measure
那你祷告多少次呢就是一个量尺
Of how dependent you are on the power of the Holy Spirit
就像一个尺子一样量你到底有多来依靠圣灵神
If you keep doing things yourself don't pray about anything or really maybe once a week you are depending on yourself every time you don't pray to deal with problem you're depending on yourself you're not depending on God
如果你一个星期就祷告那么一两次的话呢说明你大部分时间都在依靠自己就是我们祷告的次数就是能够
That's why Paul has one thing he so emphasizes other than love is pray in the spirit
那所以呢保罗呢他就是除了人爱喜乐的讲还有就是我们要在圣灵里祷告
In all occasions
在任何的环境下
At all times
不住的祷告
With all kind of prayer
用不同就是各种各样的祷告
For all kind of people
给所有的人不同的人祷告
In all occasions not just choose some occasion
在不同的场合都要祷告而不是只是某一个场合祷告
If you are smart you continue to pray means you pray 40 times you will be blessed 40 times
那如果你是聪明的你祷告40次你就被
You pray sometime you will be blessed sometime
那你只是有时候祷告呢你只是有时候蒙
You pray no time means you have no blessing
那你不祷告的话你就没有祝福
And you depends on self that's okay you carry your own burden
那你依靠自己也可以但是你要自己担当自己的重担
Then I suggest you rather be someone else not be a Christian because that's too burdensome
那我就是劝你还是不要当基督徒了因为真的是太累了自己扛自己担子
At least they can do their own thing and enjoy
至少那些不信主的人他可以自己担自己重担
And you carry the burden the Holy Spirit will tell you give it to me and you don't give it you continue to do that
但是呢，圣灵跟你说，你把重担给我吧，然后你就说，哎，我不要给我自己扛了。
You have tension with the Holy Spirit.
你跟圣灵之间呢有这个。
Holy tell you this way, you say this way.
圣灵跟你说走这，你说你要走。
Every day you a burden.
每一天你都在重担当中。
So we be smart, you know. Just this is why I Paul always say, we rejoice always.
所以呢，我们要聪明。所以保罗说呢，我们要常常的喜乐。
Pray always.
不住的祷告。
Give thanks always.
不住的感谢神。
So the first thing you must do is that the to learn it from Jesus, John chapter 15. I'm the one, you are the branches.
所以呢，这个约翰福音十五章就讲说，哎，我是葡萄树，你是枝子。
Remain in me.
就是你们要住在我里面。
The key word is remain.
那这个关键词呢，就是要住在我里面。
Our life keyword is remain to nothing.
那我们生命的那个主旋律就是好像我们不要在任何地方。
Not only remain to nothing, remain to the wrong thing.
我们不要就是跟它连接，但是我们要跟错的东西连接。
Connect to the wrong internet site.
那我们就连接在这个不好的网站上。
Wasting our time in the social media.
那在那个社交媒体来荒废我们的
时间。Connect to the news, those are garbage. Every day is the same.
然后或者是沉醉在这个新闻里面，都是一些垃圾新闻。
We're wasting our time.
我们在浪费我们的时间。
Be smart.
我们要聪明。
Pray to God.
我们要向神来祷告。
How you measure, as we just talked about, you measure your commitment to the Holy Spirit by how many times you pray.
那呢，我们这个尺子就是量我们的尺子，就是我们有多少次靠着圣灵来祷告，这就是一个量尺。
If you pray one time, you'll be blessed only one time.
如果你只是祷告一次，你就一次的蒙福。
If you pray continually, you'll be continue blessed.
那你不住的祷告，你就会不住的蒙福。
Continue have power.
不住的有能力。
You don't need your own power.
你不需要你自己的能力。
Because power is from God. Real power is from God.
因为所有的能力都是从神。
You are not the Tesla supercharger.
你不是那个 Tesla 的那个充电站。
Unlimited with the power plant in the back.
你不是那个充电站后面有不停的有那个
能力。You charge on your own charge. Your own charge will dry up soon.
如果你靠着自己给自己充电的话，你这个源头很快就会
connect to the Bible, connect to God, connect to the Holy Spirit.
你要跟圣灵来连接，圣经来连接，跟神
来连接。The whole Bible inspired by Holy Spirit.
那整个圣经呢，都是按着圣灵的感动写的。
That's why Jesus, Holy Spirit is the Word is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the light, light is the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，耶稣说呢，这个圣灵呢就是光，光就是圣灵，圣灵就是这个话语。话语就是这个圣灵。
No, Holy Spirit is my word. My word is the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵呢？是我的话语，我的话语就是圣灵。
This word is the word of life. This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life. Romans chapter 8.
那呢？这个我的话语呢，就是罗马书第八章讲的，就是生命。
Second Corinthians talk about the Holy Spirit give life.
那呢？哥林多后书讲到呢，就是圣灵呢给你们生命
，make you alive, real life.
让你能得到真正的生命。
That is the life of the heavenly light.
那这是个天上而来的生命。
The fruit of spirit, the kind of character in Jesus Christ.
那就是那个圣灵九个果子的那生命。
Conform to the image of God, the new self is this fruit of Holy Spirit.
那是就是按着神的形象造的，就是圣灵的这个九个果子。
The first thing you need is to not only read the Bible. We always talk about read the Bible. Of course, most of us probably don't read too much, but at least read the Bible. But even you read the Bible, without praying, connect to the Holy Spirit, the Bible can it give you power, can give you limited power.
那我们常常说我们要读经读圣经，但是呢，就是虽然你有的人，我们大部分人都读圣经，有的读的不是很多，但是呢，当我们读圣经的时候呢，我们需要这个圣灵的能力。
That's why Second Corinthians talk about the word is dead. They call the word kills me. Actually, when you read the Bible, it will judge you. It will kills you.
Accuse
you.
就是哥林多后书有讲到，就是这个话语呢会那个叫什么？控告你呀、啊！控告你。
对。 Because when you read, you cannot do, you have no power to do it. It becoming a burden, even worse.
那呢当你读的时候你发现你做不到的时候就变成了你的一个重担。
But at the same time, it says, the word punish or kill, but the spirit give life, the next life, the spirit give life.
那这个圣经上讲说这个道话语呢就是带下这个审判但是圣灵给你的是生命。
The New Testament is different from the Old Testament. That's only one big difference. New Testament is the ministry of the Spirit.
那这个圣新约跟旧约的区别呢就是说这个新约呢是圣灵的一个事工。
In the Old Testament, there's no Holy Spirit in you, no power, nothing.
那在旧约呢没有讲到圣灵就是的能力在你。
Now you belong to the Spirit.
但是现在呢，你就是属于圣
灵。That's why God put you the give you the spirit to give you power.
那所以呢，神把这个圣灵给你，让你有能力。
But we don't read the Bible.
可是我们又不读圣经。
We don't connect. We don't pray.
那我们也不跟神连接，也不祷告。
Pray and the Bible is one and the same thing because the Spirit, Holy Spirit will stimulate the Bible, enliven it, and the Bible is the means, is the shore of the Holy Spirit. Without that, the Holy Spirit cannot.Make it real.
那呢，这个圣灵跟这个读经呢，其实是一样，就是圣灵会开启我们，就是给我们拿起这个圣灵的宝剑，就是话语，神的话语。所以圣灵会帮助我们能够。
That's why.
圣经。
Thessalonians chapter one. Alvin, turn to Thessalonians chapter one.
铁萨罗。
This church is a good church.But why is a good church? Paul explained it. Chapter 1:5.
前书是吗？
前书。The first Thessalonians, chapter 1:5.
帖撒罗尼说前书一章第五节。
Because our gospel come to you, the gospel of Jesus Christ come to you, not simply with words.
因为我们的福音传到你们那里不独在乎言语。
But also,With power,
也在乎全能
with the Holy Spirit,
和圣灵
and deep conviction.
还有这个翻译的不太一样哦，这个充足的信心
The first thing is, the gospel come to you not just word. What is that? Some theologians they just study the Bible, they become expert on the Bible, but they have no life.
那不仅仅只是话语，因为话语呢，就是会带来死亡。就是很多那个神学家呢，他学习很多神的话语，
we must have
可是他们并不信。
Bible and the Holy Spirit at the same time, because He is the Spirit of Truth, to enliven and enlighten us.
那我们需要圣灵呢？圣灵就是能够开启我们的那个灵，能够理解神的能力。
Make God's word powerful.
让神的话语呢有能力在我们里面。
It empower you.You can use it in your life.
那呢，是你能够有能力呢，在你的生命中。
That's why it mentioned about the Thessalonians. Why they are a church of faith and love and hope. They are doing very well. But the reason why is because they have the power of the Holy Spirit to make God's word real and give them deep conviction.
那为什么这个帖撒罗尼迦这个教会呢在这个患难中还这么有能力呢就是因为他们就是靠着圣灵在圣灵里面呢就是被 convict 在就是好像认罪悔改
Here more like a confession conviction means you have faith in God's word you have built a foundation
那就是好像你在圣灵里面呢有一个就信心你在那里建立了你的这个
Paul explained it later in 2 Thessalonians. They become have more love, more faith, more hope, deeper.
那在这个后书呢，这个保罗也讲了，他们就是在他圣灵里边有更多的爱，更多的能力。
And David can love Mary more.
那所以呢，大卫 David 呢就可以更多的爱 Mary 姐妹。
Bear with more.
更多的来忍耐。
Better husband.
更好的丈夫
continue to be
继续的成为更好的丈夫
Amen because the Holy Spirit He pray and exercise God's word with the power of the Holy Spirit
因为他靠圣灵的能力呢能够就是行出神的话语
Even when you don't say the Bible already said, you know, God, the Holy Spirit will teach you about love, give you a little bit love, little bit joy, little bit. Jesus here, he already say, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit of love, little bit joy is part of me, but take a lifetime to learn.
那以前耶稣可能说，哎，我给你一些爱，一些恩典，一些喜乐，一些和平。那这些需要一些时间来学习。
But you cannot do yourself.
但是呢，你自己做不了。
Only now I give you the Holy Spirit living in you. Now you can do more.
但是呢，我现在把圣灵给你了，那你就能够做得更多。
If you let the Holy Spirit out, don't lock him in the basement. It will come out even more.
那呢你把这个圣灵释放的时候不要让它住在你的这个地下室的时候呢它就能够帮助你做得更多
You can choose to free the Holy Spirit
你可以选择来释放你心中的圣
灵 Because the Holy Spirit respects your free will
因为呢这个圣灵呢是尊重你的就是 意愿意念的
God really respects our free will That's why it takes so long Things take so long to come together
那因为呢神呢尊重我们的自由意思所以呢很多事情就会好像要花更长的时间。
We look at how powerful is the Holy Spirit.
那我们看看这个圣灵有多有能力。
Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 3:20.
以弗所书第三章第二十节。
Last time, actually, we read that a little bit already, explained a little bit, but this time we continue to read that.
那我们上一次已经读过这张经文了，但是我们今天再读一次。
Verse 20, chapter 3, verse 20. Now to him,
那就是现在靠着他。
Because at the beginning talk about Holy Spirit, here we can refer to the Spirit of God. Now the Spirit of God, who is able to do,
那这个神的能力呢，能够
to do immeasurably more.
能够做成这一切超过我们所求所想
Immeasurable means much, much, much more
那这个是充充足足就是真的很更多更多超过我们
Than we ask or imagine
超过我们所求所想的
According to the power
那呢这个是按着
That's at work within us
照着就是运行在我们心里的
This power is a resurrection power
那这个能力是这个复活的能力
unlimited.
是一个无限的能力
God's power is omnipotent is all powerful
那神的能力呢是无所不能的
mean God in us can give us all his power
那意思就是神能够把他所有的能力给我们
but the problem is we don't want all the power
那问题就是我们不想要他所有的能
力 God wants to give you the best
身上把最好的给你
But we don't want the best
那我们不想要最好的
Now we must learn Hey actually God's best is always the best God's yes is yes God's no even no is a yes
那我们要知道呢神总是好的他的是就是是他的不是呢也是是
Because we base on the relationship God is your father The father will do everything to bless you Not even one thing is a curse It's everything is blessing
那呢就是我们的基础就是神是我们的父作为父亲呢他是把一切的好的要给我们
That's why Paul,
没有一件是不好的
That's why Paul is there to say
所以保罗呢就是敢这么说
According to the power
就是
it can do everything for us
那呢就是神能够照着运行在我们心里的这个力量呢能够做一切的事情
But we don't have time to exhort because when Paul talk about this always talking about God is all powerfulGod is all knowing. God is all present, and then we must let God to live out our life.
那呢，我们可能没有那么多时间，但是保罗就是一直在强调，就是神是无所不能、无所不在、无所不能的，
无所不知，
无所不知的 ，Yeah, 对
，Right. And because in this context talking about love, it.Talk about if we depend on the Spirit, chapter 16, it says, through His Spirit, increase your power in your inner being. That's 16:3-16.
那你看，在这个前面三章十六节这里讲的，就是要按着他的丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，让你们心里的力量刚强起来。
After rooted in love, that's agape love.
当你在神的爱。这个无条件的爱当中的
You have all kind of power to understand how deep, how long, how high is God's love.
然后呢你就知道呢这个耶稣基督爱是何等的何等的长阔高深。
Through the Holy Spirit we can be together to understand God's how deep, how big is God's love. Feel everything, you feel God too.
那呢通过圣灵呢我们就知道基督的爱呢是何等的长阔高
深。 The power is available to you.
那这个能力呢是给你们的。
Then we must learn.
但是我们需要学习。
How to connect, how to recharge, how to do everything with God's power means we read the Bible more, we pray more.
那我们怎么样重新得力呢？就是我们要靠着圣灵，靠着读经来更多的祷告，有力量。
So the more you pray, the more you demonstrate the power in your life.
那呢你越多的祷告呢，你就越多的来证明圣灵在你里面，圣灵的能力。
Then that's why Paul pray continually.
所以呢就是保罗呢不住的祷告。
A healthy Christian life is to have the fruit of spirit rejoice, and rejoice actually is a nutshell of all the nine fruit of the spirit. The next thing is continue to pray, continue.
那一个健康的基督徒呢，要有的就是这个喜乐，就是圣灵的九个果子，然后呢就是不停不住的祷告。
Continue to walk with the Holy Spirit. Let this Holy Spirit powers enhance in your life.
让就是一直让这个圣灵来带领你的人生的道路。
Walk with the Spirit actually means connect is the kind of prayer Jesus really want us to do.
那为什么说我们要祷告呢？因为这是跟神的连接，是圣灵希望我们做的。
Instead of you spend 4 hours doing nothing to pray, some people do that. It's nothing wrong with that, but most people we don't have that.
那呢，就是花4个小时祷告，是还是说不？Spend that for
some people do that.
哦，有些人花4个小时就来祷告。
We call them prayer warrior.
那我们称他为代祷的勇士。
Like George Miller.
像这个 George Miller.
But there's only one George Miller.
但是只有一个这样子的代祷勇士。
Most people have to work, do everything, then we must pray continually.
那我们要去不停的、继续的、持续的祷告。
Continue to connect to the power. Continue.To remain in God's power.
但是我们要继续的住在神的里面。
Continue to deal with all the situation, all matter with God's wisdom.
那在不同的环境下呢，我们靠着神呢能力来做。
Then you have less burden.
那呢，你就重担就会减轻。
Your problem will be solved better.
那你的问题呢也会得到解决。
And you will be wiser.
那呢，你也会更有智慧。
And God will bless you more.
那神也会更多的来祝福你。
In everything you do,
在不管你做任何事
He will give you the strength.
神就会把这个力量。
That's why Philippians chapter 4:13, I can do all things through Him who give me the strength.
所以呢，就是腓立比书第四章讲的，就是我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
It's like Paul's one of the sermon. Paul talking about practice the continual presence of God by Brother Lawrence.
那所以我们之前就是听保罗讲的，就是靠着那个啊，就是学那个 Brother Lawrence.
He's a simple Christian.
这个一个很简单的一个基督徒。
But he's a godly person.
但是是一个圣洁的人。
We don't have to study theology. We don't have to do so many things. You don't have to great. You can do it tomorrow.
那你不需要学很多神学，不需要学希腊文。你可以、就是、
remain in him more.
但是你只需要就是在他持续的在他里面。
Why not just recharge instead of, hey, let me recharge myself, it doesn't work, then you go to recharge. Recharge from God right away.
那我们就直接的跟神那里充电，而不需要自己来自给自己充电。
You measure your commitment to God by how many times you pray a day.
那呢，你怎么来测量你的这个依靠神的能力？
Why? Because every time you pray, you depends on Him to solve the problem.
那每次你祷告的时候呢，你其实在依靠他来帮助你。
Every time you forgot to pray, you depends on yourself and the world.
那每一次你忘记祷告的时候呢，你就是在依靠自己。
You not depends on God's power.
你并没有依靠神的能力。
So that's why pray continually.
所以我们要不住的祷告。
The next thing you remember, Thessalonians chapter 1:5-16. The last thing is give thanks in all circumstances.
那呢，就是那个以弗所书的那讲的，就是啊，凡事谢恩。
The problem is, if we don't give thanks,
那问题就是如果我们不给
we keep
不感恩的话
forgetting God's grace for us
那我们就常常忘记神在我们生命里的恩典。
We are almost all self-centered. When we pray about, you know, our own desire.
那我们常常都是自我中心的。当我们祷告的时候，都在祷告我们的。
For God, God has a plan. We must be.
我们想要的。
We must be Christ-centered.
但是我们忘记了，我们其实是要有耶稣基督为中心。
What do you want me to do instead of God serve me?
你应该祷告就是神啊，你想要做什么，而不是说神啊，服侍我，满足我的欲望。
But God said, "No, you serve me. Seek first His kingdom. All this will be given to you."
但是神说，你先服侍我，先追求我的国和我的义，其他这一切都要交给你。
We must give thanks.
那我们必须要献上感恩。
And when I was in theological seminary in Richmond, and one of the professors, J.I. Packer.
那我之前在这个理子真的这个神学院的时候呢，我的一个老师叫
J.I. Packer.
Packer.
I have enough. Actually, I'm lucky to have him because he was so busy. I have enough time to walk together to talk.
那我就是很幸运，我可以有时间跟他一起，就是。
And I asked him one question.
边走路边谈。
Actually, what's the most important thing we need to do as a Christian?
那我就有一次问他，就是作为基督徒最重要的一件事情是什么
？If one thing you think the Christian need to do now, what is that?
如果你觉得就是基督徒非要做的一件事情，那是什么呢？
And he said, "We are not content. We must give thanks more."
他说呢，我们并不就是不没有办法能够得到满足。
We need to thank God more.
必须要常常的要
献感恩。Because if you don't thank God, you take it for granted.
因为呢，你不感谢的时候呢，你会觉得一切都是理所当然的。
Forgot God's grace.
那你就忘记了神的这个恩典。
When you forgot God's grace, you lose faith.
当你忘记神的恩典的时候呢，你就失去你的信心。
And Jesus said one thing in Matthew chapter 16.
那耶稣呢，在马太福音十六节呢，十六章呢讲了这个事情。
And all these disciples talk about, hey, where to buy bread? Where to buy a loaf of bread?
那呢，这些他的门徒当时就在说，哎，我们去哪能够买到这个面包呢
？They worry.
他们担心。
We have no bread to eat.
我们没有饼了。
Just 10 minutes ago, Jesus performed a miracle to feed 5,000 people.
十分钟之前呢，耶稣还行了个神迹，能够让这个饼分给了五千人。
When they crossed the river, they have no bread. They said, "Hey, we gave all the bread to other people. We have no bread." Then, and Jesus worried. Even Jesus worried about the bread.
那当他们就是过了这个河以后，就他们就开始担心。哎呀，我们没有饼，我们饼都分出去了。
Jesus said, "You little faith."
妈，那个耶稣就说，哎，你们这小信的人呐。
Did you just see what I did?
你们刚才没有看见我做的事情吗？
See, we are little faith.
那你看，我们都是一些小信的人。
That's why, hey, not until I ask God to do something for me, I've been praying for 2 months. God, I still got the son give me. Hey, God is no good.
那你可能祷告说，哎呀，我都祷告两个月了，神还没有做。哎呀，神不好。
He is not praying to God. He is praying to Santa Claus.
他没有，就是对神祷告，对这个圣诞老人祷告。
Hey, I ask you, you must give me. If you don't give me, you're not God.
我祷告了，你就要给我。你要是不给我，你就不是个好神。
God, serve me. You're my servant. Serve me.
你是我仆人，服侍我吧。
Instead of serving God, he asked God to serve.
他不去服侍神，反倒要。
He forgets all the experience of the last couple years. God, how God blessed them.
那他忘记了，就过去几年神怎么样恩待他，为他做的一切事情。
Actually, we are the same thing.
那我们也是这样子。
That is called my professor is called spiritual amnesia.
就是他我的那个教授就说呢，这是称为灵里的失忆症。
We forget.
啊，我们就忘记了。
When we have spiritual amnesia, we don't remember things.
那我们有这个邻里的这个失忆症的时候，我们就忘记这些后面的事情。
We have no faith.
我们就没有信心，我们就有麻烦了。
We blame everybody.
啊，我们就开始彼此的就是责备。
Because we don't remember anything. The amnesia, you know, we don't remember anything.
那这个失忆症就是你都忘了神为你做的事情。
My mother-in-law in 95, he start to have the forget things, right?
那我妈妈呢？95岁，她现在就开始就是有不太能够记得事情。
It's more serious called Alzheimer.
那她就是有这个痴呆症。
You even forget your name.
她就是甚至连
自己的名字都会忘记。
Sometimes
my mother look at me, who are you?
有时候我妈妈就看着我就说，哎，你是谁呀、啊？
That's the problem.
那这个就是这个问题。
We have the same problem spiritually.
那我们在灵里有同样的问题。
Hey, where's God? Who's God?
啊，神在哪？啊，谁是神啊
？I ask for immigration. God give me the immigration. I pray for 1 year. He's still not gone. Hey, you are not good.
那你说，哦，我祷告一年了，我要移民，移民还没有成功。那神，你不好，你不好。
But last year, God solved a problem for him.
但是也许去年神就为他
supernaturally
一个神迹奇事的是帮他做。
The boss rehired him.
做祝福他一件事情。
Gave him the same job.
啊，这个他的老板呢
？He just come praise the Lord and kill him.
老板给他一个工作，他就
One year later,
他就感谢神，但是一年之后呢
？He has an assignment.
啊，他就有了失忆症了。
Who's God?
谁是神啊？谁是神啊
？We don't give thanks.
那因为我们不感恩。
We have a problem. We are sick. The sickness is spiritual amnesia.
那我们就是有一个病呢，就是真的是灵里的痴呆，灵里的失忆。
We need that.
我们需要这个。
God is not our servant.
神不是我们的仆人。
You need to be patient.
我们需要有忍耐。
Because every time you wait for something, God is a blessing. The Bible, you know, Isaiah chapter 30. Every time you wait is a blessing.
那呢，以赛亚书30章讲的，每次我们的等候呢，其实都是一种祝福。
Because God is blessing you. The longer you wait, the more the blessing.
那因为你等的更久呢，这个祝福就更大。
The reward is not in vain.
那呢，这个祝福呢，并不是在无效的等。
Unless you don't pass the test.
除非你没有办法过他的给你的这个测试。
All the way you blame God, you complain, you are not happy. You know, you say God is no good. You don't read the Bible. You don't pray anymore. Because what? Because God does not give you one thing.
那你会说啊，我要不这样不祷告了，不读经了，我在不信
神。That's exactly God want to teach you. God want to teach you. You don't seek one thing. You seek the giver.
对，你就说，哎，神不给我这个，我就不信他。其实这就是
神给你的测试。God want you to focus on the giver instead of the gift.
神的希望呢，你的注目的焦点呢，不是在你得到的东西，而是
在。When you have the giver, you have everything.
当你有呢，这个给予者呢，你就一切都有了。你的焦点
要在他身上。Thank God, you know, you still don't give it to me. You must have plan. I know you're going to give it to me. Thank God.If you keep thanking God, God, thank you, means you already consider it done.
那呢，当你跟神献上感恩的时候，谢谢神，你还没有为我成就，谢谢你，因为你觉得这个可能对我更好。当你这样不住的献上感恩的时候
，You are smart. If you're doing this way, God has to give it to you.
那如果你这样子做的话，你是聪明的，他反倒会给你。
God feel guilty.
神会觉得好像自责。
You thank him so much.
哇，因为你不住的感恩。
If I don't give it to him, I feel guilty.
啊，他都不做的感恩，我不给他，我就不，我就自责呀。
That's why Jesus teach in Luke chapter 18.
所以在路加福音18章呢。
Pray, don't give up.
那你要祷告呢，就是不住的祷告，要不要放弃的
？Pray, continue to pray, don't give up.
不住的祷告，不要。
Never give up.
不要放弃。
Never give up.
永远都不要放弃。
Keep on praying.
不住的祷告。
One day, the unjust, you know, the unjust judge say, "Hey, he bothered me so much. I give it to him."
那我直到那一天，就是这个不义的这个管家呢，就说啊，好吧，他求了我这么多次，那我就给他吧。
Instead of ask God, "Hey, why don't you give to me? Why don't you say, God, thank you?"
就是你跟神说，哎，为什么你不给我啊？你反过来你要说，谢谢你。
Thank you, you don't give to me, but I still thank you.
啊，谢谢你，虽然你不给我，我还是感谢你。
You know what? God must do something.
你知道吗？神就马上要做一些事情了。
It's like your son, your daughter, your children come to you. Hey, mommy, thank you for promise me to buy a bicycle.
那就像你的儿女来到你面前说啊，妈妈，谢谢你啊，谢谢你答应我要为我买一个自行车。
Christmas, give me the bicycle. I'm waiting for a bicycle, but you don't have to give it to me. I wait for your time, and you have the money, you give it to me.
啊，你说啊，虽然圣诞节说你说你要给我自行车，但是你虽然还没有给我，但我感谢你。等到就是
I tell what, the mother will do everything to get the money to buy the bicycle.
你知道吗？这个妈妈一定会马上花钱就把这个自行车买回来给他。
Thank God.
要感谢神。
Give thanks.
感
In all circumstances.
在不同凡事都要谢恩。
In this way, you release the power of the giving thanks.
那靠着这样子呢，你就能够 能够释放这个感恩的这个能力。
You connecting to the teaching of the Bible, always be thankful, because the in some chapter, many many chapters says the Bible, 136:118, it says, give thanks to the Lord for His good, His love endures forever.
那就像这个诗篇。好多个诗篇都讲到136:111都讲到我们要就是献上感恩，
你们要感谢耶和华，
感谢耶和华，
因他本为善，
因他本为善，
他的慈爱永远长存，
他的慈爱永远长存。
Many times
很多次。
I'm speaking Cantonese, can you understand? That's good, that's good. 136:103, and also in the chapter 43:42, all kinds of give thanks to the Lord. Are we deaf?
那这个诗篇这么多遍今天讲的，我们要感恩，我们是耳聋了吗？
The teaching of the Bible is give thanks, be content with what you have.
那圣经的教导就是我们要感恩，然后呢，我们要就是满足神给我们的。
You have enough.
你已经有了，已经足够了。
Because you have God.
因为你有神。
You have the giver.
因为你有了
not the little gift.
给予的那个
God wants to teach you a lesson. Don't focus on the gift. Focus on the giver.
因为神呢要教你这个信息就是
Ask for nothing.
你就是要专注在给予的那个，而不是你要得到的东西上。
When you ask for nothing, you ask for everything.
当你什么都不求的时候，其实你在求一切。
Because you have God.
因为你有了神。
So today we have to stop here because time is running out.
因为现在时间原因呢，我们就停在这里。
Pray, continue to pray.
那两件事情就是不住的祷告。
To show your commitment to the Holy Spirit.
能证明就是你跟神的这个。
Now your focus must be focused on the Holy Spirit. He wants to give you the power. You don't want it, but He still wants you to give it to Him.
那呢，你就是持续的要他神赐你的能力，虽然你不想要，但是。
The only measure you remain in the Holy Spirit, remain in God's Word, and also continue to measure it.With your prayer, how many times you pray?
那呢，就是你每多少次祷告呢？其实能够量出你对神的。
Actually, how many times you pray is exactly what Brother Lawrence talked about the presence of God.
那就像那个 Brother Lawrence 说的，就是祷告呢，其实就是神的一个同在。
David after God's heart because he prayed all the time.
那大卫呢，成为合神心意的人呢，就是因为他不住的祷告。
David is sinful, but he prayed all the time.
虽然大卫是有罪的，可是呢，他不住的祷告。
He remained in God all the time.
他一直都住在神的里面。
Secondly, give thanks.
那第二呢，就是要凡事谢恩。
Always give thanks.
凡事不住的谢恩。
Because when you do that,
因为你这么做的时候
，you are honoring God. You are praising Him.
你在尊荣神。
Because His love endures forever.
你在尊荣他，你在因为他的慈爱永远长存。
Not after you receive the gift, you say thank you. Don't know.
不是说你拿到了神给你的以后，你再说哦，谢谢你。
You say thank you in advance.
你提前你就献上感恩
，keep saying that，
不做的献上感恩。
I tell you what, it will be much faster。
我告诉你，其实会更快。
Because seek first His kingdom, listen to His word. Because there's a command of God from even from Old Testament, and all this will be given to you.
因为你先求他的国和他的义，这个甚至是旧约都有提到的，就是一切都会加给你。
Okay, today I think we have enough. Then we want each of us to digest a little bit, then to practice.
那我希望大家能够消化。
As of after you walking out the door, you can do that.
那甚至是你走出去呢，你就可以开始操练。
Christian life is simple.
那基督徒的生活是很简单。
Right, connect to God, remain in Him.
跟神连接。
And remain in the power. Recharge. Remember, you recharging yourself. Because not only your car need recharging, you yourself need to recharge.
那不仅仅是你的车需要充电，你自己也要充电。
Many times.
而且是很多次的充电。
Then you are living out the God's word. You are depends on the Holy Spirit. That is the will of God that you live this way.
那你就是能够行出神的旨意，因为这是圣灵的旨意。
Thank you.
谢谢。